me start out today by asking you, have you thought of what it means to rebuild a life in an area that's been decimated by fighting? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Resettlement in a war-torn region isn't easy, but with some help, it could be possible. On the note of help, we have a way you can help translate the Bible into the heart language of an unreached people group. In the next few minutes, we'll help you find your place in the story. We'll begin today with a look at a breakthrough move that barely made headlines. Last week, the U.S. Congress voted unanimously to pass House Resolution 390, the Iraq and Syria Genocide Relief and Accountability Act. It provides help to Christians and Yazidis who are persecuted by ISIS and are trying to rebuild their lives. Open Doors USA's David Curry says the legislative process took over a year, and the work isn't done yet.
I don't think it's an easy road simply with the passage of H.R. 390, but I do think it's an important step. It speaks on behalf of the people from the Congress, saying this is real, let's do something.
H.R. 390 goes to the president next. Once he signs it, funding can finally be allocated.
The funding needs to get on the ground. We need to be rebuilding houses. We need to be securing the areas. And the Western world doesn't want an unending flow of refugees. Well, here we have Christians and Yazidis who want to stay in Iraq. They want to stay in Syria. The question is, how long do they wait? We want to see an indigenous Christian community that's been there for ages and ages to survive in Iraq, in Syria, and then hopefully eventually thrive.
Next, 14,000 unaccompanied minors are currently in United States custody after fleeing from their countries due to gang violence. And families are still being placed in detention centers while their cases are being processed. Bethany Christian Services' Donna Abbott says,
we think that when people approach the United States asking for asylum, they ought to be given a fair opportunity to have their asylum situation heard. And that while that's happening, that they're treated humanely, with compassion, that their basic needs are met, and then above all else, that families can care for and protect their children, and that unaccompanied children have a family-alike atmosphere to wade in while their asylum case is being processed.
Abbott's encouraging the U.S. to set itself as a compassionate model of how a country should respond to people who are fleeing for their lives. It could consider options of offering sanctuary, or perhaps assisting these countries to create a plan of
how to prevent their citizens from fleeing. What can that government and what can the communities do to support families so they don't feel flight is their only option?
Through their Christian worldview, Bethany has assisted over 5,000 families in reuniting with their children, and they're helping 500 kids a year through temporary foster care. So please, pray for protection over these families and kids, and consider other ways you can get involved. And finally, it was Steph Davison's first time in Uganda, let alone Africa. She went recently with Deaf Bible Society to connect with ministry partners, and Davison was especially looking forward to attending a Ugandan deaf church service. She says as the team ascended the church building steps, she heard something that surprised her. Drums.
You think, oh, it's a deaf church, it's probably going to be quiet, but oh, it is not. These people are rejoicing and praising and worshiping God. There is a drumbeat that is going and people are up dancing and singing in sign language and just worshiping and praising God. And it was such an amazing thing to see firsthand.
Deaf Bible Society is raising funds for the Ugandan Sign Language Bible Translation. She met with a deaf Christian woman in Uganda named Judith, who still doesn't have a full Bible in her sign language.
She kept again and again signing, I need it in my language. Ugandan Sign Language is my language. If she's able to have God's word in her language, she's going to interact with it more. It's going to transform her life even more because she's going to be able to mature in her faith.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olive Wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. Get your prayer reminder for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.